Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. So I'm sure many of you, like myself, have been watching the Olympics, and what's struck me is seeing the strong friendships between competitors, like the gymnastic team, and seeing women and loving and supporting each other, like Misty and Carrie and the beach volleyball. I love to watch people win, but more, it's about seeing people doing their best and being dedicated to their passion for their sport. If we all put that effort into our dreams, we'd all be champions. Well, today my guest is Mal Duane, and Mal has triumphed over devastating life challenges to become what she calls an alpha chick extraordinaire. She is deeply involved with helping women discover and use their connection with the divine power within them to become their own version of an alpha chick, an awakened, authentic, and abundant woman. Her life experience, including recovering from alcoholism as a young woman, has provided her with an extensive hands-on experience for taking hold of life and bringing forward the potential that lies buried beneath the scars and hurts. And she believes that the greatest component of success is being able to give back. So in 2007, she built the Catherine Holly School in Mali, West Africa. The school educates 100 children annually, and she is also creating a fund called Holly's Gift for Educational Assistance for Women. A portion of all proceeds from the sale of her book, which is Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power, will be contributed to Holly's Gift. Through her book, her website, and personal coaching, Mal generously shares what she has learned at every opportunity. And her book is Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power, and her website is www.alphachick.com. So welcome, Mal, to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. How are you? I'm so excited to be with you today.
Well, it's great to have you, too. And I always like to begin with people sharing their story because they're so important for people to hear. And it's how we heal ourselves and how we help others heal. So tell us your steps that led to your healing. What was it that told you needed to do something different? And how did you turn your life around?
Well, my journey is very similar to many women, low self-esteem. As a young woman, which in my teens, I started to use alcohol to feel better about myself. So that was a temporary band-aid. And as I started to mature, having failed relationships one after another, always looking for validation from other people, trying to be accepted and loved. So constantly looking for that self-worth, but in the eyes of others. And that progressed to a failed marriage and constantly just slipping into a deeper hole with the alcohol, with depression, with the self-loathing. And sadly, this went on for 25 years, Chris, before I really had an epiphany, a spiritual awakening. And I guess you could call it that dark night of the soul where I got to a point where I felt there just were not any more options left. I didn't have any choices, and death was really starting to look like my best option. And that is when I heard a different voice, a voice I had never heard before. I was so stripped away and peeled away. I was just raw when this voice appeared, and it said to me that I would survive, that I had lessons to learn, and once I've learned those lessons, that I would need to go and teach others. And so that was what inspired me to look at everything I've learned over the past 23 years and decide to start to teach other women and put it into a book and share that message of the power that we all have, but we're just not taught how to access it.
Well, that's a powerful story and testament to the work that you've done. And once you had that epiphany, as you say, what were the first steps that took you? You know, walk us through those first steps, because it isn't just like you had the epiphany and, wow, you went and wrote a book and became successful. There's lots of steps in between.
Yes. And so what happened was, first I had to deal with the addiction, and that was getting sober. And, of course, I went to AA, which is a wonderful support system available to, you know, anyone struggling. And thank goodness I didn't have any real medical complications or side effects from stopping drinking very suddenly like that. And that's a little unusual. But what I realized was that I drank because I was in pain emotionally. And once I discovered what the emotional issues were, the need for the alcohol subsided and just sort of dropped off. So it was getting sober, getting that support, and then really looking at myself and saying, okay, why am I doing this to myself? Why am I beating myself up? What's going on here? And I started to get honest with what was happening and taking an inventory of my behaviors and what was driving me to do these things. And through that, I identified my self-sabotaging behaviors. And once I did that, I was able to really set very powerful new intentions on how I wanted to change my life and the action steps that I would need to take to make those changes.
And then that takes a lot of courage and dedication, being able to turn your life around like that and seeing, you know, and you're right. I mean, it really does take going into ourselves at the emotional level, because if we don't do that, we're just going to repeat those patterns.
Absolutely. You need to really look at what you're doing in your life and what is no longer working for you and what's, you know, getting us in trouble. And once I was able to see that and get clear with what I was doing that was destroying my life, then I was able to set new parameters and new intentions on what I needed to do to make changes in my life.
And did you find yourself surrounded by new and different people? Because sometimes we, you know, if we stay in the same circle of friends, we're going to be caught into those same patterns of whether it's drinking or whatever. Did you have to create a whole new?
Yes, I did. I had to change the associations that I had and a lot of the activities that I had, because I didn't want anything to pull me back to my old ways. And so it required that I, you know, set intentions for all new activities. And it might give me, let me give you an example. It might mean when I was coming home from work, that's a time when I might want to sit and drink. So I got involved in exercise. I would go to a wonderful bookstore that I loved and buy, you know, spiritual, inspiring books. I would go and get, you know, healthy food choices and prepare dinner. So I had to change my priorities and my activities in order to support the intention.
And what would happen, because I think this happens to a lot of us, there's times when, you know, we're human, we're not perfect, we fall back and have a few mistakes. How did you deal with that for yourself?
Well, thank goodness I never really traveled backwards. Once I made a commitment that I needed to change my life, it was a matter of discipline And I created a spiritual practice of meditation and prayer, which was very instrumental in keeping me on the path of personal transformation. This kept me very aware of where I was going, where I was heading, and, you know, the intentions and how I wanted to live my life. Without that spiritual practice, I may not have had the success that I had.
Yeah, that's so true. I don't think we really transform unless it's a spiritual transformation, which is, you know, which is can be, I think, a broad term. It doesn't mean you have to go join church even. It's spirituality to me is touching in on yourself, and prayer means, you know, praying to whatever you see God as, whatever term you use, some higher, your higher self. I mean, there's so much out there in the spiritual arena for people to tap into, don't you think?
Absolutely. I was raised Catholic, but I'm not really a practicing Catholic, but I'm a very spiritual person. And what I did to support the changes I wanted to make was this spiritual practice I was doing at home, and it was involved a lot of journaling, a lot of meditation, spiritual reading. And again, it's identifying, as you said, with what your belief system is, and that may not be God. That could be Mother Universe. It could be a higher power. It could be Buddha. It's whatever it means to you that you access and you connect with.
Yeah, that's so important. It's a very individual thing. I think we can learn from others and see how other have crossed into that path, a spiritual path, but you kind of still have to make your own that works for you. And that takes exploring, you know, like going to different meditation courses and finding the type of meditation, because there's so many different types of meditation. Find one that works for you. And then even, I would imagine that you have, I know I have, is taking something and making it my own and developing it into what, you know, it keeps evolving.
Absolutely. And there's no right way or wrong way to do meditation. As you said, this is a personal practice. The main thing is to show up and do it. And it's like anything that we do in life. The more we do it, the better we get at it. It's if you started playing tennis and you showed up on a court, you wouldn't be, you know, hitting ace serves when you're first starting, but over a period of time, you develop a skill set. Well, it's the same thing with meditation. It requires practice. It requires showing up and doing it, you know, that continued practice and commitment to it.
Yeah, there's a commitment, and like you said, the commitment to yourself and your journey. You know, you were at death's door.
Yes.
And when you have gone to that place, you know you have to do something differently, or you're choosing to leave. And it's very sad to see, you know, when you have suicides and things like that, that people weren't able to find the help or weren't able to, you know, I think there's something inside you that made you realize there's something more for me to do in this life. Well, we're going to talk more with Mal Duane when we come back. You're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy
free. Pray like a woman. Every day. Hey, pray like a woman.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking to Mal Duane today. And We're gonna move into talking about addiction, self-esteem, and relationship issues, because they're important ones that Mal works with women. And so tell us how you see addiction, how it shows up in women's lives.
Chris, it's interesting. Women, I don't think, pursue using alcohol or pills because they have a physical need when they start out on abusing a substance. It's usually because they're trying to fix or heal some kind of emotional pain, that they don't feel good about themselves, that they don't have any self-worth. Normally they feel worthless. And that was in my own case and in many women that I've talked to and worked with. The root of all evil seems to be the lack of self-esteem. And therefore, they turn to things that they use for comfort, whether it be alcohol, pills, food, shopping, sex. But they use these things as a Band-Aid on these wounds. And at first, we get some relief. But over a period of time, that numbing effect just, it doesn't work anymore. And the pain starts to surface over and over and over again. So, and then of course, you see what happens. Women just use more and more and more trying to dull the pain. Lots of times that self-esteem is tied to relationships. Failed relationships or a failed marriage. For me, I didn't have any self-esteem even before I started relationships. So to be rejected in one only compounded the situation for me and just, you know, put me further into the hole of self-loathing. So it's such a common thing for women to have the abuse. It's tied to the self-esteem. The self-esteem is tied to the failed relationships. It's a vicious cycle.
It is a cycle. And I think it even goes beyond that, because I think we pick up our self-esteem starts at a very young age. Because we're, you know, patterns we pick up from our parents or how we're treated, especially as women, are our voices heard and honored in the home when we're even 5 years old? Do we learn that your voice isn't valued? And that starts that road of lack of self-esteem.
Yes, the seeds are planted early. Now, I had parents that loved me, but I just think that the communications left a lot to be desired. And my dad struggled for about a 15-year window with depression, using alcohol for comfort. And I saw that and I said, oh, well, he did that, so maybe that will work for me.
Yeah, and there's that repeat of that pattern. I mean, we often repeat the patterns. And when you now have healed that, you actually, I think we go back and heal those before us. You know, there's a healing that stops. Like, you're not going to carry that to the next generation.
No. I do not have children. I have stepchildren. But, no, I feel that I really have healed. I don't carry any of that old sizzle from my youth, from the addiction. I am filled with such gratitude today for the life that I live and the ability to help others now, to be able to give away what I've learned, the strength that I've acquired over the past 24 years and that knowledge, to be able to go and support other women now and help them and teach them is really what I'm connected to.
Yes, and that's so important, I think, when we heal, that we're to share our gifts with the world and we're to go out there and help others and, you know, put out a reaching hand for those that are struggling, because we've all been there. And, you know, people are looking, we have to be met halfway, I think. People have to also reach out for help, or we're going to get into dependency and rescuing and all that. But it's great to see people. I think more women are doing this, that we're establishing ourselves as healers and teachers in this, that, you know, helping the younger generation, you know, and what I think is so important is for women to speak up and hear, be very vocal of who they are, and so that young women see the value and see this self-esteem that women have, and it's reachable for them.
Absolutely. I think what we project now with our daughters, granddaughters, absolutely sets an image and a presence for them to look at, admire, use as a guiding light, maybe in their own situations. So I think it's very powerful what we're able to represent to younger women today.
Yes, and I think it's important to be starting to do some, go into the schools and catch girls at a young age. It's sometimes almost too late at high school. You know, it needs to be in middle school or grade school where they start learning these tools. I mean, so, you know, and you talk about, so we've been talking about self-esteem, and if we're not brought up with self-esteem, we're going to continue choosing partners that don't support us, that create dependency or codependency in relationships, and again, that failed relationship that you were talking about.
Yes. Regarding young women, we can't start soon enough. And I did a wonderful interview the other day with someone who's now teaching the passion test to kids. And what better way than to start children at a young age about what they want to be, what their vision is, what do they want to accomplish, what do they love doing, what are they passionate about? So powerful. And if we started with young women doing that at an early age, even, you know, grade school, and get them educated as to what really defines beauty and success, and you know, eliminate some of the media that they have access to and some of the internet that they have access to change the way that they construct these images of what they need to look like and what is successful and what's beautiful, and get them to understand what it really is, would be so beneficial. You know, as far as when they start getting to a point in life where they are engaging in relationships and personal relationships and intimate relationships, that they have a much better sense of what really is important, what is self-love, what is self-respect, what are appropriate boundaries. And they could learn this at a much earlier age than, you know, when they're first starting to date and, you know, venture out in personal relationships.
Yeah, and you mentioned boundaries, and that word has been popping in my head as we're talking. I think, you know, a lot of people don't know how to create the boundaries for themselves, and that's so important, especially young women who are starting to date, and rather than going with the status quo and doing what everybody else is doing and starting to be sexual before they're really personally they're ready to, is understanding that they have the ability to create the boundaries. And so they need mentors. They need people they can look up to that show that, that it, you know, it's all within us, and it's us learning our strong voice. What's our voice, for us, not for others. I mean, you know, our world is so external, where people look to the external around you, and you pattern your life based on, especially teenagers, I think, you know, the peer pressure of being like everybody else, and you try to look outside yourself and model those that around you, rather than looking inside yourself of who you really are. And then you have to go in your 20s and 30s and start all over discovering, okay, well, who am I?
The peer pressure is terrible. And then again, all the programming that's available to them does not support sound personal development and self-worth. All this stuff that's on TV and in the magazines and on the internet is opposed to all of that. It's all about what you acquire and what you wear and if you have the right hairdo and if you're the right body shape. It's not about who you are as a divine being that was put on this earth to, you know, live with joy and happiness and passion. It's anything but that kind of imagery that these young people are looking at.
Yes, and yet there's a lot out there on the internet of that they can find. That's, you know, because for me, the internet is starting to show. Women are starting to show up on the internet, and so there is access to very powerful women and women's conferences and teleclasses and all sorts of things available now. But they have to, you know, you kind of have to find it. And if they're again in that peer pressure, they're going to look for other things. Well, we're going to talk more about this and find out about Mal's 5 steps to take back your life when we come back. You're listening to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainless, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Woman. Again, that's Lorraine Bay singing our theme song of Woman of Wisdom. And again, just want to reiterate to people that if you have a great workshop to share at our conference in this February, information is on our website where you can apply to be a presenter for a three-hour workshop. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. So I'm talking today with Mal Duane. And Mal, can you give people your website and how people can contact you?
Yes. Thank you, Chris. The website is alphachick.com, and that's alphachick.com. And there's all kinds of resources there. There's information about the book, where you can get it on Amazon. But there's also an action guide there, Chris, for your listeners, and they can download that use it to sort of introduce themselves to this process that, you know, we'll be talking about this afternoon, the five steps of faith. And there's lots of other material, some audio recordings about the process. And my contact information's there, and they can email me directly with any questions that they may have, and I'll be happy to respond personally.
Okay, that's great. I mean, those kinds of resources are wonderful for women, who are on a path to transform and that self-discovery and building your self-esteem. So be sure to check out Mal's website and download those free. Are they MP3s?
There's MP3s there that they can listen to. There's also the action guide is a PDF file that they can download. And there's quite a bit of material on the site that would is very helpful, you know, if you're in that process of starting to try to create some personal change in your life.
Great. So you have created a formula. It's using the letters than the word faith. It's an affirmative mental approach to establishing a new reality. And so let's go through those. You know, it's about moving from pain to power. So talk to us about your five steps.
Well, when I started to write the book, Chris, I originally thought I had seven steps, but I was told by that higher power, that voice that's been guiding me for the last 23 years, it said, "Oh no, dear child, there's only five steps and they spell faith." And I asked, why faith? And I was told that the word is a word that anyone will embrace, no matter what their religion, no matter where they live. The word faith brings comfort to everyone. So it would be something that would be easily remembered. The first step, which is F from faith, is to focus. And when I talk about focus, I mean going within. All our answers, all the solutions, everything we need to know about making positive change in our lives comes from within. And that will be accessed through meditation or through journaling. Those answers will come forward. That direction, that divine guidance will come forward to you. The second step is acceptance. And what happens is, if we can accept what has happened in our lives, and we know some of these things are very painful, Chris, that have happened to women, and some of it can be very traumatizing. When we accept, I'm not saying that you should judge it as right or wrong, but simply accept it as is. We can't rewrite the script, but you can accept it and release it. And when you do that, the chains to that resistance, to that pain, start to dissolve, and your whole attitude about these things from the past, or the shame, or the pain that you're carrying internally, they start to lighten up. It starts to go away. That weight is not as heavy on you when you start to accept things in your life as it is. The third step is I, which is for to identify the behaviors that are prohibiting your growth, that self-sabotaging habits, the addictions, all of that comes under that identification. And once you identify those behaviors, then you're able to set new intentions for what you would like to create in your life. And the reason why we do an intention is because intentions have the soul of the universe behind it. A goal is a written wish, but an intention is a very powerful commitment. It's from our soul. T is for thoughts, and there's been so much written about the power of positive thinking, but we can only hold one thought at a time, so why not make it a good one? And we have to, this may actually be the most difficult step, because it takes a lot of paying attention to what you're thinking, and it really means monitoring all the time what you're thinking. And if you're thinking something negative, you have to make a deliberate shift. And this is the step that people can find most challenging, is that constant monitoring of what's going through your mind. Because if you don't change your thought process, you're not going to change what's happening in your life. Our thoughts are strictly our life is strictly a manifestation of what our thoughts are. So it's very, very important to pay attention to that aspect. And the fifth step, which is where I live my life now, is H. And that's for healing and helping. And once we've healed, I think, Chris, women that are standing in their light that are standing in their power, they know it. You feel it. You have a different vibration. You have just a whole different energy around you. It's like the dimmer switch is turned all the way up. And when we're standing in that power, that light, it is time for us to turn and give it away to help others, so that they may discover their light, their power. And that's what spells faith.
Well, thank you for that. And there's five good steps and tools for people to really work with something. And like you say, you can remember the word faith. You have to remember what those letters stand for. But, mm-hmm. It could be good for people to write them down and put them on their mirror. And so, faith, F is for focus, A is for acceptance, I is for identification and also intention, which is so powerful, T for thoughts, and H for healing and helping. So all those are important aspects.
What's interesting about the process, Chris, is that it's simple. There are five very doable steps. They build on one another. It's a system. They actually build on one another. And so I highly recommend to your listeners, don't try to shift the process. Do it the way it's meant to be done. And they're simple, but they are powerful. And they create change. They create personal transformation. And what I discovered after I'd written the book and written that formula was that no matter what you read, no matter what book you would pick up on self-help, personal transformation, regardless of who the author is, no matter what it is, a component will be in those five steps of faith. There's not anything written that does not have a component from that five steps of faith. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it gets down to basics. You do have to focus is about going within. I mean, that is so important. That's where it all begins. That's where you have to start. You got to look at yourself, and then you got to love that acceptance is loving yourself. And that's so you aren't going to change unless you do love yourself. I remember, I've been in a healing system training for 20 years, and I remember because we'd have support meetings and we're sharing and helping others, and my teacher turned to me and said, well, what did you do? And I just kind of went blank, and then she said, you loved yourself. And I was like, oh, yeah. it's so simple. It's like you forget, like, oh, yeah, that was, that's what drew me here to this work to make these changes was loving myself. Then I was able to move forward. And our thoughts, the negative thoughts, I mean, we all deal with those, and we can really be pulled down and go down that tunnel of, oh my God, and you have a really bad day. And it's just remembering like, oh yeah, I can change these thoughts. This is just a negative thought and it's really not me. Accepting that it's not me is so important. So this is Chris Danis, the Voices of Women, and we are talking to Mal Duane, and we're going to return and continue our conversation.
Chris Danis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking to Mal Duane today, who's the author of Alpha Chicks, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. So, let's get into, Mal, talk to us about, because I mentioned in my introduction to you about you created Holly's Gift, and you have a school in West Africa, and tell us about that.
Yes. I built the school in 2006, 2007, and it's in memory of my niece, Holly. The name of the school is the Catherine Holly School. I write about her in the book. Wonderful young woman who loved education and loved children, adored them, and was always thinking of how she could be of service to others. And she passed away in 2001. So to honor her, her spirit, and everything she stood for, I built the school. And then I decided to continue that effort with Holly's Gift, which would be an educational assistance fund to help women who need to learn a skill to become employed. Because, Chris, I believe in the bottom of my heart, when a woman is able to take care of herself financially, has some financial independence, it gets them out of very bad situations that they may be currently living in. It gives them options. So I am a strong believer that women should be educated. They should have a skill set so that they can be employed and to earn a living. So that's why we started Holly's Gift.
Is that for the school in Mali?
The school is a separate entity, and Holly's Gift is getting proceeds from the sale of the book to help educate women. The school's already done and built and operational, so it educates 100 children every year, and it's about 50-50 as far as girls and boys, which is wonderful because children that never would have gotten an education are now getting some form of education.
Yeah, that's great. I was just wondering if when people donate to Holly's Gift, is that going to children to go to that school or to go
no,
or,
now
or it, education it, in general? Okay.
Education in general.
Okay, great. So people can find out about that on your website?
Yes, there's a page there about Holly's Gift.
And they can apply for scholarships or if you know somebody
yes.
who
yes.
needs
we, what
help.
Yes, we'll do with- is... someone can send in to apply, and we will evaluate, you know, what they're doing, what what they want, what skill set they want to learn, where it's not a fund that's going to supply a four-year college education. But let's just say there's a woman who's lost her job because of this economy and would like to learn a new skill set. Maybe she wants to become a web designer or a virtual assistant or a professional dog walker or a massage therapist, that they could identify, you know, where they wanted to get this training, and then we would look at that, speak to the educational source, evaluate the commitment of the applicant, and then make a decision.
Well, that's great. So if people are interested in that, I encourage you to go check it out on your website at www.alphachick.com. And, you know, I just want to commend you for doing that. It's so needed. And especially now with the way the economy is and people are leaving or have lost their jobs and they need to be retrained into a new job, like you said, it's just so great. So also you have programs that are available to women in, you have an Alpha Chick community. So tell us what
yes.
this community is about.
Well, one of the things that we're currently doing is we have a private group on Facebook where women can come, and the dialogue within that group is private. It's only for the members of the group, and it's, you know, free, all of that. You just, you know, if you want to sign up, you go in. I just have to approve you as a member. But the women are able to come and share when they're troubled by something, and the support that the other women in the group give, it's just so wonderful. And we've taken it a step further now. We have a call once a month, and they all get on the line, and we share, you know, things that are going on in our lives and ideas on how to support one another, and from our own experiences, you know, recommendations. It's a really powerful, powerful group that gets together and discusses these things. And that we just did our first one last month. It's going to be the last Tuesday of the month will be the phone call, and I put the phone number in. I'll post it on the site again. Also, I have coaching available, empowerment coaching, recovery coaching available to women. They can reach out if they'd like to work with me personally. I'm a certified recovery coach, and recovery no longer is just about, you know, alcohol or substance abuse. It's really about emotional recovery, and that can be from relationship, from loss, from a failed marriage, from a lost job. But what happens is women, we can get very rooted in our pain from disappointment and loss. And so I work with them to help them recover and to recreate and reconstruct their lives and get that power back and get back at the top of their game where they need to be, living with grace and joy and passion and purpose.
Yeah, it's so needed. I love what you said about reconstructing their lives, because it's taking what you have and putting it into a new framework, because it's all, like we said, it's all inside them. So it's recreating it, reconstructing it, and having this community. I mean, it's great for you to have. It's so important to have support and have a place where women can go. We have that at Women of Wisdom at the conference. The big thing is women connecting, listening to each other, feeling heard by others is so healing that it's been, you know, we've had 20 years of women making changes in their lives. They leave and they go do their projects or their dreams because they have been heard and they have felt supported. And there's so much out there in the world that, you know, we don't have that all the time. We don't have it enough because everybody's so busy. We don't take the time. And so finding those places where you can get that and where you can provide it. So you're providing that avenue for people. And so I commend you on that. And people, if you're looking for that, check out her Alpha Chick community on her website. If you're looking for support, and, you know, it takes, you also have to reach out and find these places. Or if you know somebody, help a friend and direct them to this, to Mal Duane's website. I imagine you might get a lot of that.
I do get a lot of personal inquiries and just, you know, questions, personal situations where people want guidance, and I respond to everyone personally. But, you know, it's interesting, Chris, when I talk about women stepping from pain into power, sometimes I get, well, power, what do you mean by power? And I said, well, I don't mean dominating or controlling. I'm talking about real power is being cooperative. It's being supportive. It's about giving. That's real power. And that's the power we're born with that is within all of us from the moment that we're born. But we're never taught how to access that power. And, you know, you and I said today, if we could only start to teach girls at a very young age, that is what I want to teach them, that they have this amazing ability, this power, this guidance, this wisdom. It's there. You just need to learn to access it.
Yep, that's so true. Well, we've had a great conversation today. I want to thank you for being on my show.
Oh, Chris, I'm honored to have spent this time with you and with your listeners. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for this opportunity.
Well, I want to remind people to go to Mal Duane's website. Again, it's www.alphachick.com, and also check out her book, Alpha Chick, 5 Steps to Transform. I'm probably going to have to go back up and look at what's 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. So look for her book on her website. You can find it on Amazon. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you. Again, it's Friday. We're heading into a weekend. I hope you all have a great summer weekend. And again, check out Woman of Wisdom if you're interested. If you are a workshop presenter and have a great topic for women, we're going through our selection process. We've passed the deadline, but we can still, because it's summertime, we do allow some extensions. Just email us at wow@womenofwisdom.org. And you can also sign up for our newsletter there and find out about, get our conference announcements and about our other monthly events. We have monthly dances. We're going to start a drum circle in Seattle in September. So check that out on our website. And also remind you, I'm the Amazon bestseller and award-winning author of the book Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And that's a very powerful and inspiring book. You'll be hearing from many women in the book talking about how their lives have changed or their perspective on the divine feminine. It's touched many women's lives and men. I do know men who enjoy my book. So you can purchase that at www.womenofwisdom.org and, of course, at Amazon. You can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. So thank you and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.